The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Hey, Ruvin Daf Kaf Beis. We find a Mishnah here, which brings a machlokus as to the principle of im osu rabim umavakli mechitza. If you have an area which is sectioned off by mechitzas, and rabim, a lot of people pass through it, the general public pass through it, is that mevatel the mechitzas? Does that have the effect of cancelling the mechitzas as if the mechitzas were not there, and making the space as an open space? Or do we say that even if the general public pass through this area, since there are mechitzas, the public do not have the effect of annulling the mechitzas, and the mechitzas, the fences around the area, still count to section it off to make it into a reshus hayachid? So to machlokas tanoim, whether we say osu rabim umavatli mechitza. And from the Gemara, it's apparent that it's actually a machlokus amoroyim how we paskin. Rabbi Elazar paskins that we don't say rabim amavatl mechitza, whereas Rabbi Yochanan implies that also rabim amavatl mechitza afilu la halacha, that's how Rabbi Yochanan seems to paskin. Now, Tosfos on Daf Kaf Beis on the base says that the whole machlokus of also rabim amavatl mechitza is only if the mechitzas were made Bidei Odom. They were constructed by man. But natural mechitzas, which can serve often as mechitzas with regard to Erevin, in such a case, Kula Alma Moida, everyone would agree that also Rabim or Mavatna Mechitza, that if the general public passed through it, then the natural boundaries can no longer be considered as proper mechitzas. However, the Tshuva Me'Avot, the Talmud of the Nedi B'Yudah, quotes in the name of the Nedi B'Yudah that all the poskim argue on Tosfos. On another, the Mogen Avraham in Siman Shin Samuch Gimel Sifkot and Lamed quotes this Tosfos Lechori La'Alocha. However, the Bi'ur Alocha at the end of Siman Shin Samuch Gimel says that in his Mishnah Berurah he didn't even quote the Mogen Avraham Meshen the Tosfos because many Achronim dispute this. So if we ignore the Tosfos and the Mogen Avraham for our purposes, the halacha would not be any different whether it's mechitzas b'dei Odom or mechitzas b'dei Shamayim. There would be a basic machlokas of whether also rabim or mevadli mechitzas or not. What is considered as a rabim with regard to this halacha? So the Mogen Avraham again in Siman Shin Samuch Gimel, this time in Sifkot Mem, suggests that we only say, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says also rabim or mevadli mechitzas, that would only be if the rabim was actually 600,000 people, like we find regarding the halachas of Rosh Hussar rabim in Erevin, that it has to be a place where 600,000 people pass through. We learn this from the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. As the Gemara says, it's learned from Tiglia Midbar what's considered Rosh Hussar rabim. Says the Mogen Avraham, lechera, the fact that the poskim, when they discuss the halachas of Osu Rabim and Mevatli Mechitza, don't discuss how many people constitute a general public, which if they pass through has the effect of being Mevatli Mechitza, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would assume that they're talking about what is referred to as Rabim in other places in the Sechos Erevin, which is 600,000 people. So the halacha of Osu Rabim and Mevatli Mechitza is only relevant, according to, says the Mogen Avraham, if you have at least 600,000 people passing through. But if you have very many people passing through, but you don't have as many as 600,000, then everyone would agree that the rabbin passing through are not actually mevatla mechitzas, and the mechitzas still stand to section off the area as Rosh Hashayachid. The Mishnah Berurah in Bi'ur Halacha at the end of Shin Samach Gimel says that the Achronim don't agree with this, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah implies that he does not agree with this Mogen Avraham, and any rabbim which passed through would be mevatel mechitza according to Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see in a moment if that's actually the Halacha. But so says the Bi'ur Halacha, you don't need 600,000 people going through it for the din of Otto Rabbim mevatel mechitza. However, the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Hei, Sifkot Yud Beis, does Paskin just like the Mogen Avraham, and he points out the same idea, that since all the Poskim were Sosim and they didn't speak out explicitly what's called the Rabbim, clearly they hold that the Rabbim with regard to Halachos of Osir Rabbim and Mavat Mechitza is only if you have 600,000 people. So we have a Machlokas, the Chazon Ish and the Mogen Avraham on one hand, and the Mishnah Berurah on the other hand, quoting many Achronim. Interestingly, the Chazon, none of them saw the Ur Zoruah. The Ur Zoruah was one of the early Rishonim, and the Ur Zoruah in Chelik Beis Hilchos Erevin Sim Kuf Kaf Tes Sifkot Nyud says Mefurish that the halacha of Rabin Afilu Einon Shishim Riboy Mevatli Mechisosa Leman Deisle De Rabin Mevatli Leinu Mechisosa. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says also Rabin Mevatli Mechisosa, that implies to Rabin even if they're not 600,000 people. So the Aruf HaRuah says Mefurish like the Mishnah Berurah, unlike the Chazon Ish and the Mogen Avraham. Now, what is actually the halacha? Do we hold Osir Rabin Mevatli Mechitza like Rabbi Yochanan, or do we pass the Rabbi Rabbi Lozer Shalom Osir Rabin Mevatli Mechitza? So the Rishonim themselves are not 100% clear as to this halacha. The Rambam Mefurish Lechoira Paskins like Rabbi Lozer and Rabbonim, but lo Osir Rabin Mevatli Mechitza. There is a Mishkash Yankov who wants to limit the Rambam to specific cases, but even the Mishnah Yaakov admits that all the other poskim do not understand that, and they all understood that the Rambam pasuk like Rabbi Elazar, that we don't say Osir Rabbim on Vatli Mechitza. So this is the Rashba example, in Shas Shuvas Chelik Gimel Siman Reish Samach Test, that that's the opinion of the Rambam. There's also an extended correspondence between the Mishkanus Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim in this regard. Mishkanus Yaakov himself seems to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, whereas the Beis Ephraim paskins as the Rambam does, like Rabbi Elazar, that we don't say Osir Rabbim without the Mechitzas. Now, this is very, very important ramifications for all modern day urban Eruvin that we make in the cities. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Samach Dalet, Sif Beis, says the Rishus HaRabin, a genuine Rishus HaRabin, can never be sectioned off to be used to carry inside it unless you put doors on, Elab Delosos. And not only that, but the doors are either gates at either end of the Rishus HaRabin have to be closed every night. According to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, a proper, genuine, bona fide Rishus HaRabin can never be sectioned off with an Eruv unless you have gates on either end which close it off completely and are actually closed every evening. However, there's a second opinion of Shulchan Aruch who says, even if they're not actually locked, as long as you are able to lock them, they have hinges and they're able to be closed. Even if they're not actually closed, that is effective to close off a Rishus HaRabim on either end. So says the Shulchan Aruch. The two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Bir Halacha explains there what these two opinions are based. He says it's based on whether we say Osir Rabim or Mevatli Mechitzas or not. Now, although we said earlier that if you say Osir Rabim or Mevatli Mechitzas, then you have a problem with your Mechitzas, the way you can section it off is with Delosos, which are Nilos, with doors or gates which are locked in the evening. Even according to the Rambam, who says we don't say Osir Rabim or Mevatli Mechitzas, but even if the Rabin passed through Mechitzas, it's not a Vatal Mechitzas. Nonetheless, you're still going to need gates at either end, although they don't need to be locked. And the reason for this is to do with the Sugya in Daf Vav. There the Gemara discusses by Arichus the halachas of Sha'arim, which are Ninalos, and there's a lot of discussion in the Poskim of how exactly to explain the Rambam's opinion at the end of the day. But it's based on that sugya there and our sugya here. So at the end of the day, for our purposes, the purpose of this year, we're just going to note that even if you say lo osir rabim or mevatli mechitza, if you're talking about a rishus haram deraisa, you're still going to need gates at either end, but they don't need to be closed off. So says the Bir Halacha, the first opinion says that you need gates at either end of rishus or rabim in order to close off, and they actually have to be closed every evening, holds that without that you have a Rishus HaRabim de Araisa. And that's the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh and the Smag and other Poskim who bring Rabbi Yochanan, who quote Rabbi Yochanan, and the fact that they quote Rabbi Yochanan implies that they hold the Rabbi Yochanan's opinion la halacha. So we say, Osu Rabbi Mumavatni Mechitzus. In that case, you're going to need gates which close in the evening. The second opinion brought in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Bi'ur Halacha, is the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam of Rabbi Loza, that we don't say Osu Rabbi Mumavatni Mechitzus, but nonetheless, you're going to need gates at either end, because of the sugya earlier on, and in Meikar Adin, as long as you've got a Turas HaPesach, you have no problem. So it's only also Midrabbanan, but you're still going to need gates at either end Midrabbanan. So that's how the Bi'ur Halacha explains these two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah there, in Sifkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that, first of all, the fact that the Mechaber quotes the first opinion Stam and the second opinion saying the Yeshayimim implies that the Mechaber holds the main halach is like the first opinion and not like the second opinion. But either way, it's Muchaf from the Shulchan Aruch, and at the end of the day, you're going to need, in a proper Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, if you want to close it off, you're going to need gates at either end. According to the first opinion, gates which are actually closed at night, and according to the second opinion, gates which can be closed at night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in all of our cities nowadays, the minig is to put a Tzoros of Pesach all around the city. Even though some of the roads surely qualify for Rosh Hashanah, which passes straight through the city. They're wide enough, and they sometimes move foolish Mishah Alishah, and sometimes the Derech HaMelech, the main road from out of town, also goes into the leads straight into the city, which also has a problem of Shusharavim Gomel. In which case, how do we get away with only putting up a Turas HaPesach and not putting gates at either end of the city, or at least to close off the Rosh Hashanah parts of the city? What are we soymich on? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lecher was soymich on the Yesh Eimim in Tzun Shim Mem Hei. What constitutes a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa? So in Shim Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, that any street which is 16 amas wide is Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. So he adds in the Yesh Eimim, that's only if you have 600,000 people passing down this road. So you need not only for it to be 16 amas wide, but you also have to have Shishim Riboy passing along it. That's the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. And it's a well-known machlokes that according to Rashi and Tosfos, you only have a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa if you have 16 amas wide and 600,000 people passing along this road. The Shulchan Aruch adds that they have to pass along this road every day. So you need Shishim Riboy people passing along this road every day. The Mishnah Berurah there, Timon Shimon, hey, is surprised about this. He says he looked in the postcard and he hasn't found any reference to the fact that you have to have them passing every day. It has to be a main road which is used in general by at least Shishim Riboy. But who says they have to pass along this every day? So says the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Maaseh said there are certainly Rishonim who do actually say that. Rabbeinu Peres and Dan Wolf says that they need to pass every day down the road in order for it to be a Shusharam Daraisa. The Ram on the Rif, in Perek Bamei Isha, the name of the Sefer Chuma, also says that. The Bar Tanura in Shabbat says that. So there are definitely Rishonim who say that. But after all, that's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of Rashi. However, the opinion of the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Rashba and others is that there is just a Rambam and Daraisa, even if there aren't Shishim Riboy, if it's 16 amas wide, it's already called the Shusha Rambam and Daraisa. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, if we rely on the opinion that it's only called the Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa if you have Shishim Riboy, and that's not very mokti, as the Prima Godin points out, then we don't actually have Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa, and that's why we rely on Tzuras HaPesach. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, many Rishonim argue on this opinion of Rashi that it's only called the Rosh Hashanah Rabim Daraisa if you have Shishim Riboy, as we pointed out in Simon Shim Mem Hei, says the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, if people do want to use such an area, if you don't have to make a protest, if you don't have to be moicher, if there's only a Tzuras HaPesach and no gates, because that's always been the minhag me'olam, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's made, following the poskim who are maker. However, Baal Nefesh should be machmir on himself not to use such an area which only has a Tzuras HaPesach. The Ayin B'Bir Alocha, says the Mishnah Berurah. And the B'Bir Alocha expands on this a little bit. And again, he points out that since it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch whether according to the first opinion or whether according to the second opinion, you always need the losses. According to the first opinion, to close off a Shusharam Daraisa, you need the gates which are actually closed in the evenings, whereas according to the second opinion, as long as they are able to be closed, it's also good enough, but you definitely need gates at either end of a Shusharam Daraisa. And therefore, how do we nowadays get away in our towns, says the Mishnah Berurah, of using Tzuras HaPesachs? If the street is 16 amos wide, and it's mifulish mishar l'shar. And to rely on the opinion, as he suggested in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not called the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa because there are 600,000 people, is kosher ma'oid, because Rav Rishonim don't hold like that. So this is the Mishnah Berurah in Be'al Locha. And therefore it's difficult to be makil, bearing in mind that this is a shayla v'nisa deraisa, because if it is a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, then you have a problem. You can only close it off with doors. And therefore it's a shayla v'nisa skila. So how can you be makil? So in the Mishnah Berurah, in his Bir Halacha, the way it works is like this. We are so near on the Rambam who holds like the Rebbe Loza that we don't say Osir Rabim or Mavakli Mechitzis. And therefore, according to the Rambam, anyway, the whole problem here is not going to be an Issa Daraisa. Because as long as you've got Mechitzis, valid Mechitzis all the way around your Erev, you're never going to have a problem of a Daraisa. Even if Rabim passed through, there's no problem of Osir Rabim or Mavakli Mechitzis, because we hold like that, we're relying on the Rambam's opinion. And therefore, all it is a Tzuras HaPesach. And once you go to Tzuras HaPesach, the worst it could be now is that it's a Rabbonon. Now, according to even so, you still need to lose it as it's Mocha for the Rambam. But with this, we possibly rely on the opinion that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only where you have Shishim Riboy. And therefore, the only problem is that it remains only a Karmelis. And therefore, when the Karmelis is enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. So again, this is the Mishnah Berurah. If you are hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Osir Rabbim, and Mavatli Mechitzas, then in all of our towns that we have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the rights of 16 amos wide, we have a problem, we're going to need gates on either end. And it's fair to rely on the opinion of Rashi, who holds that it's only the Shishim River travelling along this road as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's difficult to rely on, because we're talking about Chashash of Issa Deraisa. But if you hold like the Rambam, that we don't say Osir Rabbim and Mavatli Mechitzas, so anyway, it's not going to be an Issa Deraisa, it's going to be only an Issa Rabbonon, and it's enough of the Tzuras HaPesach, then we can rely on the opinion of Rashi that as long as you haven't got Shishim Riboy, it's actually not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anyway, and therefore we've knocked it down to a Din Rabbonon, and in a Din Rabbonon we can rely on Rashi's opinion that it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it'll be enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach on either end in order to make the Eruv of Kosher. So says the Bir Halacha. Nonetheless, again, he stresses that since this is relying on various different colours, you don't have to be moicha or anyone who does rely on it, but a Baal Mechitzas should be machmir for himself, since there's a Gerora of a Chiyuv Chatosi, and so he quotes in the name of the base mayor. And therefore, in any city which has a main road which is wide 16 amos, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should be machmir not to use the Eruv, which relies on Tzuras HaPesach if there's no gates, if you happen to be a Baal Nefesh. That means people who do use the Erev, you don't have to make any objection to, but a Baal Nefesh should be Machmer according to the Bir Halacha. So is the position according to the Bir Halacha. Now, the more recent poskim bring up additional Nekudas, which very much changes the whole story. And this, we'll start in regards to this with a reference to a famous tshuva of the English Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelik Aleph Simu Kuf Lamites Anaf Hei. And there he comes up with a very, very interesting chiddush, and it's relevant also to our Gemara on Amud Beis. In Kaf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara there discusses a shaila according to the opinion that holds Osir Rabbim Mavatli Mechitzas. Does that only apply if it's a derech or rabbin which is used and is easy for the rabbin to use? Or even if the rabbin uses it with great difficulty, nonetheless, since the rabbin uses it, we say it's called a rabbin and Osir Rabbim Mavatli Mechitzas. So the Gemara gives a number of examples. One example is a street, it's just a rabbin, which has a mound in the middle, which is actually higher than 10 tefachim, and therefore, in theory, it should be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid by itself, and the height that it has is considered as it has mechitzas all around it. Nonetheless, if the rabbin do go over this, they go up the slope onto it and down the slope on the other side, then even though it's awkward for them, nonetheless, do we say Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza, or do we not? Now, according to the opinion that we don't say Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza, there's nothing to talk about. But according to the opinion that says we do say Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza, does that apply even if the Ramim have difficulty going on it? They, perhaps in that case we'd say it's not called the Ramim going through it, or do we say no, nonetheless, even though it's difficult for them, the fact is that they do go through it, and therefore Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza. So the Gemara says that we would say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza, even in such a circumstance. So the Gemara extrapolates that even further to a case where it's a very, very steep passage, and the only way to get up is to pull yourself up by a rope. Nonetheless, if the Ramim do use that method, we apply the principle of Ofer Ramim Uvat Mechitza, at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's Mevatel Mechitzas. So the Gemara, even you have Milas Beis Maroim, and there Rashi explains that it's a steep passage, and there's a drop on either side. It's very, very narrow, so only one person at a time can pass through this passageway. Nonetheless, if Rabbim do pass through it, at the end of the day, you would have the problem of Osir Rabbim or Vat Mechitza Kun to Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Kam Divya Gemara with Afkaf Beis Amud Beis. Also, Moshe Fanshin, an important question. How does this work, he says? Assuming that the Rabbim that we're discussing here is Shishim Riboy, as the Magen Avraham points out, and as we saw the Chazon Ish seems to understand, in that case, how is it possible that Shishim Riboy are passing through the Milas Beis Maroim? Since, as Rashi points out, it's very narrow and there's only room for one person to pass through at a time, it's not possible that Shishim Riboy, 600,000 people, through the course of 24 hours, will pass through this point. Now, others, more recent Poskim have made a cheshbon, that even if one person passes through the Beis Maroim, the Milas Beis Maroim, every second, you'll still only have about 74,000-75,000 people passing through it in any 24-hour period. So you'll never get to 600,000 people passing through this point in one 24-hour period. In that case, it can't possibly be a Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa. In that case, how can the Gemara consider it as a case of Ofer Ramim or Mevatel Mechitza? And the only shayla of the Gemara is if the Ramim do it with difficulty or not. And the Gemara's conclusion is that nonetheless we say Ofer Ramim or Mevatel Mechitza according to Rabbi Yochanan in such circumstance. But surely you're never going to have a Ramim because they're never going to get to 600,000 people. Says Rav Moshe, what about... So after emotion. Now, what about the fact that Rosh Hashanah has to be 60 numbers wide? Well, that we can get around that problem if we're talking about a proper Rosh Hashanah here by saying, as Tosfos points out, that also the Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to be 60 numbers wide all the way along its length. Even if it narrows to a bottleneck at certain places, as long as in some of the places or most of the places it is 60 numbers wide, then it's called the Rosh Hashanah Daraisa all along the way. Now, so that would not be a problem here, because we can assume that the Gemara is talking about a case where it's 60 numbers wide before the bottleneck of the Milas Beis Maroim and then afterwards as well. But nonetheless, if you hold that you need 600,000 people as well to go through it, to make it a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, you're never going to have that many people passing through Milas Beis Maroim in a 24-hour period. And in that case, how on earth does the Gemara consider it as a case of Osir Rabbim or Mevatel Mechitza? So from here, a Moshe Fanshin comes out with a huge chiddush, which is extremely important in today's urban erevin. And says Rav Moshe implies from this Gemara that if you have a street which itself doesn't have 600,000 people, but leading off it are other streets and other streets and other streets, you're leading off them all together in one town, where all in all, on all the streets you have 600,000 people, then that makes the whole area one big Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa. And therefore, you don't only need Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa of 60 numbers wide with 600,000 people, but if you have it partly 60 numbers wide, and you have 600,000 people on it, or on all of the side streets which lead up to it together in one city or one area, then the whole area becomes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa. And in that case, we won't be able to make an Erev at all, as we pointed out earlier, even with the Torah HaPesach, unless you have the losses which are nidalos, which is very, very difficult to do practically nowadays. So according to Rav Moshe Fanshin, any big city which has 600,000 residents using the streets, you will have a problem of it being converted to Shusha Rabban Daraisa. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the case of Milas Beis Maroim presumably was inside a town, and if it was inside a town And even though through this particular point there weren't 600,000 people passing on any given day, nonetheless, since all the streets leading up to it were actually containing 600,000 people, it becomes Rosh Hashanah and Baraisa. And as we said, there's huge enough community from building urban Erevin in big cities nowadays. According to Ramesha Banshin Shitta, you won't be able to do that. And that Ramesha applied that to one of the prominent problems of making an Erev in Manhattan and in other parts of New York. If you have 600,000 people in one area all using the streets, then you're going to have a problem of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa. So says Ramosha. However, if you think about it, Ramosha's chiddush is based on the number of hanochos. First of all, he's assuming that the sugya is discussing 600,000 people, because he's going presumably with the Mogen Avraham, the Chazon Ish, who say that also Rabbim of Mevat Mechitza only applies if you have Rabbim of 600,000 people. However, as we pointed out earlier, the Mishnah Berurah himself, Lechera, doesn't hold like that, and the Rosh says Mefurish not like that, that the sugya of also Rabbim of Mevat Mechitza doesn't require 600,000 people. And therefore, even if you have a lot less than 600,000 people, it's still a problem with Osir Rabbim Mevat Mechitza. So in that case, it's very possible the Gemara is not discussing 600,000 people. It's discussing minus base Moron, but the Rabbim passed through it. The general public, even if it wasn't 600,000 people, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that would be a problem of Osir Rabbim Mevat Mechitza. And therefore, if that's the case, then Ramosha's whole question doesn't start. How do we have 600,000 people passing through it? The answer is we don't. We don't need it. The sugya is not discussing a rabbin of 600,000. It's talking about a general public rabbin. With regards to our lochos of also rabbin of Mechitza, that's enough. That's what the Gemara is discussing. If that were the case, we have no place for Ramosha's kiddush lochera. Additionally, Ramosha is assuming, like we quoted earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, that shusha rabbin deraisa lochera is only if you have 600,000 people passing on the same day. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chora, you wouldn't need 600,000 people on the same day. Even if 600,000 people have access to the road and do use it at some point, that would be a Shusha Rabbin. Ramosha is assuming we need 600,000 people on the same day. Furthermore, the Chora, Ramosha is assuming that we need 600,000 people passing through this point on the same day. And that's why he has a question, how do we get to Ma'alos Beis Moron having 603,000 people passing through the same Ma'alos Beis Moron? But if we were to assume that you just need 600,000 people, even if you need them using it on the same day, they don't all have to pass through the same point at the same day. As long as anywhere along this stretch of road, 600,000 people do use it, then that would be enough to make it a Shusha Rabbin Daraisa, according to Russian traces. Then again, we will not be forced to be Machadish like Ramosha Feinstein is Machadish, that every town which has 600,000 people using it is Rosh Hashanah Rabbin Daraisa. It wouldn't necessarily follow, because again, we wouldn't be forced to say that there were 600, we could easily say that there were 600,000 people using this main road. Not all of them passed through the Ma'alos Beis Moron on a given day, but all of them used the road on a given day at some point. So Ramosha is assuming several hanochas, but based on that, he comes up with this chiddush that any urban area which has 600,000 people using the streets within 24 hours would be a problem of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin Daraisa. The Chazon Ish comes up with an almost diametrically opposed opinion for a completely different reason. Chazon Ish and Arachayim Sinem Kuf Zayin Tziv Kotten Hei Vav Zayin and Ches comes up with a completely different cheshbon from a different point of view. The Chazon Ish says that any time that you have a movel she'enem afulish, an alleyway which is closed off on three sides, and it's probably closed off all the way along, it's walled all the way down, or it's only merubah, the products all the way along the three sides, then that is automatically midaraisa Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now, says the Chazon Ish, an interesting idea. Any road which leads off into a movel she'enem afulish is also considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because in effect, just like the Movel She'enem Afulish, the alleyway is a no-through road and is surrounded by mechitzas on either side, so the road which passes the top of the alley is also, in effect, an extension of the alleyway. And it also has a section which is sectioned off at three mechitzas, because if you turn into the alleyway and go down to the end, you'll find yourself at a dead end. So not only is the Mavul She'enim Afulish itself Rosh HaSayochid, but the road which passes by the top of this Mavul is also in effect a Mavul She'enim Afulish, because at the end of this road, although it goes round the corner, this road, technically speaking, ends in a dead end. And then, by induction, the road which comes off this road is also a Mavul She'enim Afulish, because it leads to a road which leads to the Mavul She'enim Afulish. And then the roads which lead off that are also part of the Mavul She'enim Afulish, because all of them lead at the end of the day to a dead end. Even though you have to turn several times, you'll come to a dead end to a Mavul She'enim Afulish. And therefore they all are, in effect, Minat Torah, one big Rosh HaSayochid. Says the Chazon Ish, therefore, any urban area which has at least one Mavul She'enim Afulish, one genuine alleyway or road which is closed off on all three sides, will become a Rosh HaSayochid. The entire urban area will be one big Rosh HaSayochid, based on the fact that it has one single Mavul She'enim Afulish. It's a tremendous chiddush for the Chazon Ish, but it comes out in that case that we have two diametrically opposed opinions as to our big cities nowadays. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, any big city which has 600,000 people using the streets within 24 hours will be considered a Rosh HaRabim Daraisa. According to the Chazon Ish, any city, even if it's a big city, which has even one Mavul She'enim Afulish, is Minat Torah a Rosh HaSayochid. And therefore you have a huge chumrah according to the Chazon Ish, where you have a very big chumrah according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now obviously there are many, many more issues involved in urban Erevin regarding the Manhattan Erevin and other Erevin as well, but this is just one of the major machlokes that there is, even when the modern day poskim, about how to regard a large urban area. And it can be a machlokes even in Halachas Daraisa, that according to Rav Moshe, most big cities will be Rosh HaRabim Daraisas, whereas according to Chazon Ish, virtually every city, however big it is actually going to be Minat Torah at least, or Rosh HaSayochid, and it will make it a lot easier to construct anything. So again, there are many, many more complicated nosim and subjects involved in the creation of every urban area of nowadays, but this is one of the major issues which comes out from our sugya of Othi Rabban Ramatza Mechitza, which has a lot of effect on the halachas of how to construct a modern day Eruv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.